Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Governor John Kasich of Ohio, running for President of the United States, for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time the governor of the great state of Ohio, John Kasich, running for president of the United States. He's served 18 years on the House Armed Services Committee, 6 years as the chair of the House Budget Committee. So you know how the system works, to say the least.
Well, yeah, I mean, I did a lot of things when I was there. You know, I when I started as a member of the minority, as a Republican, I never considered myself to be in the minority. I considered myself to be in the majority. And one of the earliest things I did was I found the hammers and the screwdrivers that cost tens of thousands of dollars and led a big effort at procurement reform. And I learned a whole lot about how Washington works, about how the special interests were trying to stop me from changing the law. And but that was very interesting. And being on defense with some of the greatest minds in the world was really exciting. And but I was involved in welfare reform. And then Senator Domenici from your neighbor here right down in New Mexico, he and I were the ones that negotiated the budget agreement, balanced the budget 4 years in a row, paid down a half a trillion of the national debt, and then I left. I just hightailed it out of Washington. I figured the posse was going to catch me, so I needed to get out of there before they did, and I went out for 10 years and became governor, and we were a basket case, so almost like what Sandoval's gone through here in Nevada. But we thought our best days were ahead. Now we're up 385,000 jobs. We're running surpluses, and credit is strong, and our pensions are strong. And we're not leaving anybody behind. And what I mean by that, you know, the drug addicted, the mentally ill, the working poor, the developmentally disabled, the minority community, everybody's got a chance.
All right, so let's start out with some questions here. You've got 4 nuclear power plants in Ohio. What do you want to do with the nuclear waste from those power plants?
They're probably going to come. It's probably going to come here. You know, when I was budget chairman, we decided on Yucca Mountain, and I don't have any reason to change my position, but if... you know, if the science says it doesn't work or there's a better way to do it, I'm open to that. But, you know, I don't think I should come up here and pander. It's just not what I do. But if there's some better way or something else that makes sense, I'd be for that. You know, but that's where we were at the time.
Well, Governor, as governor of Ohio, you did basically the same thing that Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval did, and was to accept the expansion of Medicare as part of Obamacare. Now, of course, in this GOP presidential race, repealing Obamacare is a big catchword. How do you feel about repealing Obamacare, and what do you replace it with if it's repealed?
Well, I am for repealing it for a couple of reasons. One is it's driven up the cost of health insurance and made it less affordable for the people we want to have insured. And secondly, it's a big overhang over small business, because if they get to a certain employment level, things start to shut down for them. I believe we can fix this. We can repeal it. And in the short term, you take some federal resources, combine it with state resources, and make sure the working poor don't lose their health insurance. And I believe we can accomplish that. But longer term, the issue of health reform is, I got a big idea on this. And let me give you an example. So you go up on the mountains and you ski, you break your hip, you got to get surgery.
Right.
So we know with hip surgeries, how much it costs. Some charge a lot, some charge less. And the point in between is called the mean. So if you have a surgeon and they do your surgery and you're very happy and they're below the mean, in other words, they've charged less, we should put money in their pocket. In other words, let's let the market system work. Let's make sure that we are paying people for keeping us healthy and giving us good satisfaction. Because right now, the system is so goofy. You know, if you get a bill from a hospital or a doctor, it's easier to read to interpret the Dead Sea Scrolls than, the way that works.
Okay, but
so
let's simplify it. Because we only have a limited amount of time. So the idea of repealing Obamacare sounds great, but the insurance industry does not exist in the fashion it existed before Obamacare. So isn't it better to look at fixing the things that are wrong with Obamacare in the same way that we fixed things that were wrong with Medicare, we fixed things that were wrong with Social Security, we fixed things that have been wrong with the VA over the years? Don't we take the good things from Obamacare? And there are some good things.
Well,
I think you would have to agree.
The only one I would say would be that, not allowing somebody not to get health insurance because they have a pre-existing condition. But this doesn't solve the problem of health care. The problem of health care.
I throw another one out there, which is that there are no limits on the insurance money. So there's no longer a $2 million limit on your insurance policy, which if you had a major illness could be eaten up pretty quickly.
Well, I'd have to look at exactly and think about exactly what you're saying. But no, I think that a system that drives us from the top down, that imposes all these rules and drives up the cost of insurance and helps and hurts companies from being able to create jobs. And it doesn't slow down the cost of health insurance. What's the point of it? So I'm not telling you that we shouldn't eliminate pre-existing conditions. What I'm telling you is this. We can take some of those federal dollars, combine them with state dollars, and be able to provide insurance to the working poor and reform the healthcare system in far more dramatic ways. Look, when I took over Medicaid, it was growing at 10%. My second budget, it grew at 2.5%, and no benefit was cut, and no one was taken off the rolls. It's innovation. It's different thinking. But if we don't get a handle on the growth of health care, tell you what's going to happen. The rich will get what they want, and everybody else is going to get in a position of where they're going to be rationed. And I don't want to see that happen.
But realistically, Obamacare is working great for the poor. Okay, they have health care that they didn't have before.
Well, the poor get Medicaid.
Right.
The working poor get it.
Correct.
Yes.
The rich don't care what it costs because they'll pay whatever is necessary. So it's the middle class that's taking the hit here. And you're absolutely right. The premiums, et cetera, are going up. I interviewed Senator Reid not too long ago in Washington, D.C., and he said that the Republicans in Congress are throwing tantrums over Obamacare, which is obvious with every vote to repeal Obamacare. Why not get in there and fix it and work with the Democrats to come up with a product that actually works? Both sides know what the problems are.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you why. A lot of people come here to Reno and they buy homes and then they knock them down and build a new one. When you have a program here that is not getting to the fundamental heart of the problem, you got to start over. So I'm just suggesting, look, the biggest concern you would have is what happens to the working poor? Do they lose their health insurance? Under my program, they do not. It's just that simple. And then we need to fundamentally restructure the way in which we do health care. And if we can begin to pay people for quality and lower prices, both in our hospitals, with our personal physicians, with the specialists, and who am I working on this? We're already implementing this, working on this with hospitals like the Cleveland Clinic. And the health plans themselves know that they need to get a handle on these costs, because you know what's happening to people? Their deductibles are going up.
Absolutely.
Right? And you know what hospitals say about deductibles? They don't like high deductibles. You know why? People don't pay them. So we have to get to the fundamental cost drivers of higher health care.
People are not going to the doctor and not going to hospital because they can't afford to go
the high deductibles.
My current deductible is $6,000.
Right.
It's insane. Let's take a break. More with Governor Kasich when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers presidential candidate interviews are sponsored by Pro Group Management and the Nevada Trucking Association.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Governor John Kasich of Ohio.
Governor, last month you were speaking on the Council of Foreign Relations in New York, and you reportedly said that despite signing a pledge to support the eventual Republican Party candidate, it's possible that you might withdraw your support, although you did say it would take something, quote unquote, extreme to have you do that. Could you elaborate? Are you talking about Trump?
I'm not going to elaborate, to tell you the truth. Look, I give a pledge that I'm going to support the nominee, and I think inevitably it will happen. I just want to make sure that we are going with a candidate, ultimately, who doesn't tear the country apart. Because, frankly, if that's who we go with, we're not going to win anyway. And I'd like to beat Hillary Clinton.
Okay. So, are you speaking of Mr. Trump right now?
You can figure out who it is.
Okay.
Okay. I'm concerned about a country that's been pulled apart, because if we're going to solve Social Security, balancing the budget, tax reform, controlling the border, we got to be together and not splintered off in any different direction. So I've been a unifier all of my career without having to give up principles, and that's what I think we need for the country.
You know, Governor, I mentioned Mr. Trump at the Council on Foreign Relations meeting. You said, and I quote, "I will tell you, sir, there's no way that Donald Trump is going to be president. I've been saying that for weeks. I don't even take it seriously because he isn't going to win."
I don't think he will.
Why do you feel that way?
Because I think at the end of the day, people want somebody who can land the plane. They're going to understand, you know, I mean, you can think about it when you play, if you ever played chess with your buddies and they got you really riled up, you have an opportunity to knock all the pieces off the board. That's kind of the message I think we get out of Donald, because people are frustrated. Their wages are not going up, their kids are not getting good work, or they're middle-aged and somebody's unemploying them and they don't know where to turn. I understand that. They think the system is rigged against them. But at the end, I think as you go through this big, long process, people are going to say, who has a record of fixing things and what are they going to do, and are they on my side? And I think that the notion now that we just knock all the pieces off the chessboard, I don't think at the end of the day that's how we're going to see the game finished.
In the next Fox debate on the Fox Business Channel, Carly Fiorina and Rand Paul have been knocked off the top tier. This is going to give you more of an opportunity. Are you going to change your tactics? Because you have not gone after other candidates. You've chosen, as you have here, to not go after Donald Trump. Do you have to raise your profile in those areas to keep the attention of the public, or how do you plan to...
I'm in second place in New Hampshire now. The most recent polls put me in second.
Congratulations.
So why would I change? My problem is people don't know me. I mean, people are going to watch this show. They're going to say, who was that guy? Was that Kasich? By the way, it's Kasich. It rhymes with basic. If I come out of New Hampshire as a story, people are going to know who I am, and then my message will be heard. But... Look, I'm doing fine. No one thought I'd get in the race. They didn't think I'd raise the money. They didn't think I'd get in the debate. And now I'm headed to my sixth. And so just as a tune-up, we watched the movie The Gladiator just to be prepared. I mean, you just never know what'll happen.
We'll take a break. More with Governor Kasich when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected.
And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
Every day we help people injured in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
What's the new year got in store for you? How about a new 2016 Dodge Dart SE from Carson Dodge? Nicely equipped, only $16,300. See CarsonDodge.com.
Watch Ask Joe, weeknights on News 4 at 6.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with our conversation with Governor John Kasich of Ohio, 18 years on the House Armed Services Committee, 6 years as the chair of the House Budget Committee, running for President of the United States. A question that was sent in to me by a group that's been actually sponsoring our program asked the question, chronic disease treatments account for 86 cents of every dollar spent on health care, and about half the population has at least one chronic disease. How do your proposed health policies address fighting and preventing chronic disease?
Well, you know, I have a plan to balance the budget, and it's just not like, I've already done this already, so it's not like I don't know how to do it. I've done it. But one area that we really need to emphasize and maybe reform the overheads of our universities, but we need to spend a significantly more amount of money at the National Institutes of Health to deal with this problem of Alzheimer's, dementia, ALS, pancreatic cancer. This is a legitimate and necessary area for the federal government to spend resources. Mike, when I mentioned the overhead, somebody told me, well, the overhead at the universities has actually eaten up a lot of the research. I don't know if that's true, but I'm going to find it out. But I think that's very, very important that we begin to unlock some of the mysteries that are connected to these really, really terrible illnesses.
Let me ask you this. You've come out against marijuana, both recreational and medical marijuana. Would you not rather at this point in time see the National Institutes of Health examine the marijuana issue and find out whether in reality it's helpful or not?
Well, look, I didn't come out against medical marijuana. They were trying to legalize marijuana in Ohio, and I'm not all worked up about, you know, marijuana, but here's what I am worked up about.
On your Wikipedia page, you're pretty worked up about marijuana.
Well, maybe the legalization of it in Ohio, we've decriminalized it, but the reason I don't like it is this, is the fact that we tell kids don't do drugs. And one of the greatest curses in the country today are drug overdoses, drug addictions. So how do I tell my soon-to-be 16-year-old girls, well, don't do drugs, but by the way, if you want to smoke dope, go ahead and do it. I think it sends a bad, mixed, and confusing message. On the issue of medical marijuana, I've never had a doctor come to me and say, you need to do this. But I'm open to it. I just don't want it to be a loophole to where all of a sudden we're sending a mixed message.
We have had several oncologists over the years on this program talk about the benefits of medical marijuana for their patients even before it was legalized.
Well, there's no way I would deny somebody an ability to get that, but those oncologists haven't called me. I'm just saying to you, I'm close to many in the medical community, but we're not opposed to it. I mean, I actually would want to look into it because I have had families come in and talk about the challenges that particularly that their kids have had. And my goodness, if that's something that's going to help people, I'm for it. But what they tried to do in Ohio was way beyond medical marijuana.
Governor, you spoke about New Hampshire earlier, and you've had more than 50 town halls already in that state. The Ohio GOP party chairman, Matt Borges, said that if you don't do well in New Hampshire, your campaign is probably over. How do you, is New Hampshire all the chips for you? Is that do or die?
Well, the fact that we're in Reno, we can talk about chips, right? I mean, I guess that's all the chips are in. But look, here's the situation. You would be surprised, but we're on the ballot in more than 30 states now. We'll be on the ballot in virtually all of them. We have people on the ground here and people in South Carolina. I think what Matt's saying, and he's heard me say, is, you know, I mean, if I get slaughtered in New Hampshire and you don't even hear of me again, I'm not going to go and run a fantasy campaign. I only got into this and got into it late once I thought I could win. But I think I am going to be a story coming out of New Hampshire. You know, I think we have the best ground game there. We've got a combination of people that have never worked together before. And in fact, in the most recent poll, voters there said they've been contacted more by the Kasich organization than any other organization. So we expect we'll do well. And why does it matter? It matters because if I can become a story, then all of a sudden people are going to start to hear who I am, what I'm for, and what I want to do. And, you know, it's interesting, as I've popped up in the polls, there's been so much more interest in me. And I kind of chuckle because I've been telling the press that it was going to happen. And now I feel like, okay, I got a little credibility, you know.
If elected, would you work to repeal some of the Obama administration's regulatory initiatives like Interior's sage-grouse plan that limits activities like mining and grazing on millions of acres in Nevada, or the EPA's clean power plant rule that is reportedly one of the most...
Well, I'm suing the Obama administration on the clean power plant rule because they're probably going to put it... They can have a devastating effect on Ohio. And we reduced... Our big organizations, energy organizations, have reduced emissions by 35% in the last 10 years. And so, look, I am for a good environment. I love to be here and look at the mountains, and we're developing renewables in Ohio and all of the above. But let's not have a policy that's going to basically destroy particularly the Midwest. And one of the things that we have are companies beginning to move back to America because we have low-priced energy. If you jack up the price in energy, you're not going to get the people that you want. So balance here is what's important. In terms of the grouse, the sage, I just don't know enough about it.
And that bothers a lot of Westerners, is that everything west of the Mississippi is unknown to politicians who are running for...
Well, except I did come here, and I did hear about the issue of clear-cutting and the management of our forests, and I am aware of how much the federal government owns out here, and I believe that it needs to be reviewed. I don't think we need to be radical about it in terms of, you know, creating a lot of rhetoric, but I think a reasonable program to make sure that people who live here are treated with respect, that the federal government is not doing silly things. And it's an issue for me. I'm very interested in it. Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Montana, my wife and I, hiking up in Glacier Park, and I hear a little bit about the mining and everything. It's just something I'd have to dig into, but I want people in the West to know that if I'm president, it matters what's happening out here. And it's fascinating to me, in addition to that.
Well, you're familiar with the spotted owl crisis that we
Yeah, I think they overreacted.
Well, and the sage grouse is
they're probably overreacted to that. Look, I have an EPA director who's actually liked by small business people. And I told him I was going to put him in the Smithsonian because he's about the only one in the world that would ever be said that about small businesses. You want to protect the environment, but you don't want to worship it. And you don't. You want common sense in regulations, not all this extreme things. And I think, look, I'm for freezing all federal regs for 1 year, except for health and safety, and reviewing everything. I think that's an important part of economic recovery.
And one of the things that you promote a lot in on your website is turning things back to the states.
Yes, I do feel that,
But will there be federal money to accompany that? And we've got about 30
seconds. Oh, yeah. Whether it's welfare, whether it's infrastructure, whether it is Medicaid, I mean, whether it is education, job training. Yeah, I believe the money should come back. You shouldn't be using it for a purpose other than what it's designated to. But, of course, we're not going to send it back and take all the money away. I think you can be able to deal with it better as a governor. If I have less rules, less strings, I can work it out, even if I get a little less back.
And that's where we have to leave it. Governor Kasich, thank you so much for your time.
I enjoyed
it. Campaign trail.
Thank you.
We hope to see you again.
I'll come back. Okay.
Please do.
Count on it. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers presidential candidate interviews are sponsored by Pro Group Management and the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's time to update that old, outdated bathroom. That's why homeowners are calling Bath Planet for out-of-this-world service at down-to-earth prices.
Our bath was so outdated, and I hated the bathtub. And I only take showers, so I always wanted a shower. And that's what made me decide to finally get a shower.
Bath Planet has received a 94% recommendation rating from Guild Quality. Design your new bath or shower now with our unique design studio on the Bath Planet website. Our bath and shower designs have been tested and earned the Good Housekeeping seal. That means you get a 2-year warranty, plus Bath Planet offers a lifetime warranty.
Call now during our 60-60-60 sale with 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months, senior and military discounts, and act now to receive a free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your in-home estimate, plus a bonus. The first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase.
It was Mama's shower, and so she was a little edgy about stepping over and slipping, so we wanted to replace it and make it safer for her.
Ask about easy access tub to shower conversions and barrier free showers, or a relaxing deep soaker tub installed in as little as 1 day.
Remember, call now during our 60-60-60 sale for 60% off installation of your new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months and the free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Plus, the first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase. Don't wait. Call now.
On the next broadcast, Marlene Lockhart and Amy Tarkanian. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.